Happy Wednesday, everybody. Today is March the 1st of 2023. So, hello, March. Here comes spring, right? Well, we really didn't have a winter for 2023 as of yet. And that snow blizzard that we had in December, Christmas Eve time, it doesn't count for 2023. So, I don't think we've even had enough snow to brush to sweep off our steps or clean off our cars. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It really is.
For Ohio.
It is.
Wow. Okay. My name is Linda Sims. The name of the show is called A Voice of a People, live here on WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.wgh1071.com. Now, when you go on the website and you look up wgh1071.com, you can scroll down to the black box and there's a white arrow and touch that white arrow and we are live. Okay, not only that, you can go find our archives and you can find past shows. They're not listed by guests, but it's listed by dates. And you can hear a lot of shows that we've done in the past. So it's just another opportunity and option for you. Now, don't forget, my name is Linda Sims. Name of the show is A Voice of a People. Or you can call in during a live broadcast by calling 740-383-9944. Another opportunity that we have is downloading that free app called TuneIn on any electronic device. Once you download it, in the search area, type in WWGH. A lot of people have been having trouble with it, and it's just sad that we can't do this individually with everyone who wants to get us. So it's not that hard. Just try, and you will find us either on the website or on the TuneIn app. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, of 1325 North Main Street in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce will take place April the 15th of 2023. Free produce will take place April the 15th of 2023. And it usually starts at 12 until 2 p.m. Also, last but not least, we have Cheryl Lee. She is the coordinator of the Child's Evangelism Fellowship, known as CEF, and also the Good News Clubs, which are located in your Marion City Schools, Marion County Schools, the elementaries, and also North Union County Schools. And they will be hosting a silent auction this Saturday, March the 4th, at Cornerstone Alliance Church. Now, this auction, the doors open at 10:30 a.m. It is until 2 p.m. Also, the luncheon is baked spaghetti dinner. Now, if you want to purchase tickets or have a donation, whether new items or, you know, lightly used items, please call Cheryl Lee at 740-262-0939. And thank you for those of you who listen faithfully to A Voice of a People. And if it is your first time, I pray it is not your last time. So please stay tuned. I will turn my attention to my guest today, Cheryl Lee. How you doing, Cheryl?
Linda, I'm doing fine. Thank you so very much for that wonderful introduction and just letting people know about our Luncheon and Silent Auction, because it is really the only fundraiser that we have. We have a couple of yard sales when weather's permitting, but the Luncheon and Silent Auction is our main fundraiser for Child Evangelism Fellowship, Marion County, and North Union School District. And it is coming up, and we are excited about it, and we always have a great time.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. I always like to come and see what's on the table to bid on, you know.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
What I would like to do, though, is share with your listeners that it is a fundraiser. So it's not like going to a garage sale where you're trying to find the cheapest thing that you can get.
Right.
Every item will have a starting bid. It's a fair bid. Some items you may think, well, I can get that in a store cheaper. Well, you may. Mm-hmm. But are you getting something to take home and sponsoring a ministry?
Right,
that
right.
does great things or really good things in our community.
Right.
You know, so, and that's the way to look at it.
Yes.
Is that you're getting something and yet you're still sponsoring and doing good for the Lord. So all of our items, we have no idea what we'll have. But they are, if they're used, they're gently used.
Gently used.
They all work.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a lot of new items as well.
Right.
So we try, well, we have no idea what we're going to get. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like we're always provided with something for everyone. So, yes.
So true.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
So
it's
true.
A lot of fun. And it is going to be at Cornerstone Alliance Church, which is Marion Marysville Road or Route 4 South. The doors will open at 10:30. So if you're an early bird and you want to come and register, get your ticket, get your number for your auction item, and you can start snooping, you can start shopping, and start bidding. That's totally up to you. The doors open at 10:30. The call to attention is at 11 o'clock. That's when we officially start, and we walk through, for those who have never been to the auction before, we walk them through how to bid.
Right.
Because you use a number. You sign up just like you would at a regular auction. You sign up for an auction number,
mm-hmm.
and then you put that number down, and you bid by increments of $1. Mm-hmm. I almost said 100. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would be.
But you go ahead and you bid by the increments of a dollar.
Right.
And everyone can see, it is a silent auction, but everyone can see what has been bid up to that point. So if there's something of real interest for you,
mm-hmm.
you may want to go ahead and put $5 on it at a time rather than the one and keep going back, having to keep going back and forth. So, you know, you may want to go ahead and bid. In the past, we have also had, we started like last year where it was buy now.
Right.
And so, like there will be a basket of Cheryl's cookies
mm-hmm.
and it's a value of $50, and we'll probably put buy now of 75. So if you want to buy that now,
right,
because those cookies you know are really great, you can go ahead and bring us the ticket, and then we'll remove that from the auction table.
Right.
That you can, you know, your ticket will go back to the cashier. And the item will be back there for you to pick up as well.
Right.
So the buy nows, their prices may be a little pricier, but it's something that you're sure you're going to get. And if you can only stay with us for an hour.
Right.
And you need to leave, the buy now items are neat for someone who has something of interest.
That's good.
And then they can, you know, we can go ahead and pull it.
Cash them out.
That's right. That's exactly
right. That's good.
So we started that last year, and it went real well.
Mm-hmm.
It went real well.
That way they don't have to hang around all afternoon
to
purchase their items.
That's right. But they still want to be a part.
Right.
You know, and stuff. Plus, we always accept financial gifts at the time of checkout. If someone came with the idea that they were going to spend $100,
mm-hmm.
but they were outbid on everything, because at the last minute, you know, people will go and put their bids down.
Right.
So they may have been outbid and they've only spent like maybe $37. But if you would like to go ahead and make a checkout to that $100 because that's what you had budget.
Yes.
For the day, please do. You know, please do, because like I said, this is our, with the exception of a couple of yard sales or rummage sales, this is our only fundraiser of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And or if you have, you know, if your item was $17, maybe you'll want to round it up to $20,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know, so that's always welcome too.
Right.
And we have some, well, the last hour, Linda, when we were talking about maybe you would like to come on as being a monthly sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the capability of doing withdrawals, monthly withdrawals from your checking. We would really prefer to have it come from your checking because we don't get dinged.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would prefer to do a credit card, we can do that as well. All you need to do is call me because I am the county coordinator, and my past is being a business person. We owned our own business for 30 years.
Right.
So I would hope that you would think that I'm trustworthy enough and responsible enough to handle just your name and address.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will go ahead and email you the information you need to fill out with already a self-addressed envelope to go to our chapter treasurer.
Right.
And so I will never see any of your personal information. Jerry Feaster is our treasurer, and he is, you know, we all have background checks.
Right.
And he is a very, very good man with numbers. In fact, our state director had asked Jerry to help out one of our other chapters getting their books correct, you know, straightened out and things of that sort. So he is well respected within our CEF family. Let me see. I would like to just encourage you to come. The doors open at 10:30. The event will, the call of welcome and the call to start will be at 11 o'clock. We'll be having our children, the clubbers that will be coming. They will be singing for us this year, and that'll be right around the 11:30 time frame. We'll have a prayer for our lunch, because as soon as the children are done,
mm-hmm.
we will go ahead and start serving our lunch. And while the lunch is being served and everyone is sitting down enjoying the fellowship with their family and friends, Mike Todd, our director, our chapter director, will be sharing about what has been going on throughout mm-hmm. our chapter, and he'll also share what's been going on with our county.
Right.
And we are now in all the city schools, all six of the elementaries.
That's mind-blowing.
I know, mm. I know. But it's really what's nice is that we are in all of the county
mm-hmm.
elementaries.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we are in all of them. And that's because of people like your listeners and your viewers who stepped up to help.
Right.
Because without the volunteers, we could not train them and get them into the schools. And that's what the holdup was. River Valley Liberty came on this year, and that was the holdup, was the fact that we could not get
right
a group, a team together. I guess they looked at going to Caledonia was like flying to the moon or something. I mean, but we are there, and we have an enthusiastic community.
How far out is Caledonia? 10 miles?
If that.
Okay.
If that, I believe. And so then, oh, I'll tell you who helped out. It is the Caledonia United Memorial Methodist Church.
Okay.
We had partnership breakfast 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had a young woman and her husband step up, and Cindy did not want to be a lead teacher. But we were getting back into the schools after COVID. River Valley Heritage wanted us to have two groups, two teams in there. In the past, we always had one. So we were having a volunteer business meeting and praise meeting that night after I had gotten the word from Heritage that they wanted to have K through second and then third through fifth grade. And so I went to our volunteers and I said, Cindy, I know you do not want to be a lead teacher, but they had had their training.
Right.
And I said, but here is the story. And she says, okay. So that was 2 years ago.
Okay.
Then this year, because she had reached out and got a team for the K through second grade, Linda was one of her helpers, senior citizen.
Okay.
But she went to Caledonia United Methodist Church, United Memorial Methodist Church in Caledonia. She had gone back and talked to the church about how neat this program is.
Right, right.
So then at the beginning of the planning, which we start planning, you know, July, August, we go to the open houses in August, and then we start up again in October.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted, or Cindy wanted to get into that school. So she talked to Linda about getting a team put together.
Okay.
And that is exactly how it worked, that we were finally in River Valley Liberty.
Wow.
I know. But it just takes one person.
Right.
And see, the thing is...
But it was also your outreach.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Where it brought in some additional people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even though Cindy didn't want to be a lead teacher, God had other plans for her.
Okay.
And so she was lead teacher last year for River Valley Heritage. This year, she's a lead teacher for River Valley Heritage and River Valley Liberty.
Right, right.
She stepped up and she offered. She offered. So God is good.
Yes, yeah. He is. He knows how to move people, doesn't he?
If we're willing.
Right.
If we're willing, you know.
Right, right.
And so, yes. So that allowed us to be in all of the elementaries within Marion County. And, of course, we're in North Union,
right.
City School District in Union County. So as we talked, we would like to start hoping that people will hear this, will see this, and will think about stepping up to be trained for the middle school.
Right, right.
We would like to have JYC in the middle schools.
And that is so fun. So fast, packed, well, you know, action.
Linda, you taught it. Tell us about it.
I know. It's so fun because it's a different level of students you're dealing with. Their minds are already everywhere. Now they've left elementary school. Now they're in middle school.
And they think they're all that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And my first group was, I have to say, my best group. Because they hanged in there till the end. You know, it narrowed down to like six faithful, but they held on till the end. And I was teaching about, what did they call that? Evolution.
Okay.
Yeah. Darwin was teaching about that. And all that stuff was ingrained in their minds. They've been taught this through school, right?
Mm-hmm. And now you come with what the Bible says.
What the Bible says. And dinosaurs really existed. And it just, wow, opened up their eyes. And they were so gung-ho on hearing the good things about God.
Mm-hmm.
Felt proud about carrying their Bibles to school and all that kind of stuff. But I don't, you know, during that time, the school did not want them to show their Bibles openly.
Mm-hmm.
And it discouraged one of the faithful ones that was coming. But
mm-hmm.
you have to encourage them that everyone is not gung-ho about what you're gung-ho about, you know. And they have all these rules and regulations. But it didn't stop him from coming, you know. And it's not that it's newer material.
It's not.
It's the same material we taught in elementary.
Mm-hmm. It's just in even a more the adults, youth group type
yes,
of form.
You're right.
More, they're more interactive.
More interactive. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. But I really loved it. I really did. I think 4 years I was over there teaching, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was great.
And we would like to get back in there.
Yes.
With the opportunities for these hearts to be filled with the Holy Spirit is over 900 headcount. So
right.
There is an opportunity, even just our presence in the school
right.
makes a statement for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we have no one coming, and yet we go into that school because we've got it set up, we've got a room, and if we just go in there and pray
yes.
for that hour
yes.
once a week, we don't know what good that'll do.
That's true. That's true.
We don't know what good that'll do. So Again, I would like to encourage anyone who's listening to us, please feel free to call Linda here at the station. She'll
740-383-9944.
Or call me at 740-262-0939. And, you know, just let us put your name and information on a list so that we can keep you informed and get information to you as to when the next training is going to be. Come on Saturday and talk to our director, Mike Todd, you know, so that we can get you started.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested in serving the Lord and you never know where he's going to take you.
No.
Work with children.
Yes, yes.
Whether it's with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
Or Awana or the Arrangers, you know.
True.
Just work with children.
Or read a missionary story.
Yes, yes. Because within our group or our Good News Club after school program, we need people just to sit with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We need people to help the children find the books of the Bible. Because kids do not use books anymore. They have everything on their tablets, it seems like. And so just having them find a page number, and that page for that number takes forever.
Mm.
And so we're limited with our time.
Right.
You know, taking attendance, helping serve the snack for them.
Right.
Like Linda said, be willing to read a missionary story. And the missionary story is really taking the Bible and making it applicable for today.
Right.
Even though the Bible is every page, every word of God's word is applicable.
Mm-hmm.
But these kids need to see it, and the Bible stories, the missionary stories are a way they can look at the pilot,
who was
shot down through a war and see how he's dressed through the illustrations and things like this. And they can relate to that because he's looking like us today.
Right.
Or, you know, this is our missionary stories. They're not dressed in the robes or the garb that Jesus wore. Even if they're dressed in like Charlotte Mooney, you know, what a rascal she was when she was growing up.
It's a rascal.
But God got her. And
yes.
He turned her around, and mm-hmm. she went to China. She was from a wealthy family, and she spent all her monies, her inheritance, teaching in China. And then when her money ran out, she wrote back asking the churches to support her.
Wow.
And it's even, my sister down in Cambridge, Ohio, their church still supports her effort.
Isn't that something?
Because there is a foundation of some, I believe it's a foundation, don't mm-hmm. hold me to it, but there is a mission with her name attached and because of her efforts.
Wow.
So what a legacy that mm-hmm. is, right?
Yes.
But that's what we're asking, is we're just asking you to believe in what we're doing.
Right.
And to step up and help us. And or be home praying. Be a prayer warrior for us. Prayer is our tool. It is that covers us. It protects us. It protects the children in our clubs. It protects our ministry. And we need men and women to pray for us.
And it helps protect your children in school.
Mm-hmm.
As long as there is prayer going on in those school buildings, that's God's protection over that institution of learning.
Excellent.
And a lot of people, they don't pay that any attention. When you are saying, well, we don't want this in the schools. We don't want our children to be subjected to the things of Christ. You know, like we're trying to put, cram something down a student's throat. No, that's protection. When we are in those schools and we're praying, every club.
Mm-hmm.
I remember walking around at the perimeter of Grant Middle School, day in and day out, praying for that institution. Everybody that's in there, teachers, the students, you know, people have to understand God is the only protection that we have.
That's right.
No matter what's going on in this world, no matter who is in charge, he is our protector. And don't you want your kids protected in school? Look at schools nowadays, Cheryl.
I know.
The shootings and rape going on. It's just unimaginable. Not saying these things are new, especially people being assaulted, but...
No, but it just seems like the floodgates have been...
Opened. Right.
And it is very, I mean, it is everywhere.
Yes, it is.
You know, where we used to think that, oh, this isn't happening here in our community, that happens on the West Coast in California, because you know how California is.
Right, right.
Well, I'm sorry, but it is happening in our community.
Mm-hmm.
For as quiet as you think your community may be, whether it's Green Camp, Prospect.
Right.
You know, whether it's LaRue, whether it's New Bloomington, whether it's Morrill, and it goes on from there.
Mm-hmm.
These communities, because man has walked away from
God
and does not go to church. In the 50s, a lot of people didn't go to church, but they still had a righteous fear of the Lord.
They still had
the respect. And when they didn't go to church or when they did something wrong, they admitted it.
Yes.
That they were wrong and that they were going to be held accountable.
Yes.
That admitting to being wrong and accepting your accountability is no longer part of our fiber of a culture.
That's so true.
Because everyone has an excuse. But, you know... Our club is still teaching the values of God. And the thing is, when Miss Linda was saying about, people will argue that you're evangelizing or cramming this into the kids' face, that's not true.
Right.
These children are coming by parent permission.
Right.
And when they go back into their rooms... their classrooms, they are going to share by their actions what God would have us share by our actions. You know, we are teaching them that stealing is wrong. We're teaching them that bullying is wrong. We're teaching them these basics because Jesus says for us to love one another. And we teach them that loving one another doesn't mean just loving who we like, but it's also loving that child who's just moved in and everyone isn't quite sure about them. Or loving that bully and praying for him. It's just trusting God and teaching these children to trust God. Not that he makes everything nice and smooth, because he doesn't. And we teach them that as well. But we also teach them that they trust God and that they can take all their cares to him. So good news clubs are important for our community. Just reaching out to one child at a time. And then that's why we want to try to start getting back into the middle schools. One school at a time. But we need volunteers who will be committed to help us do this. Our Luncheon and Silent Auction this week is our large fundraiser for Marion County and North Union School District. It's the money that we have to operate with. And we would like to invite you to come. The doors open at 10:30. The event actually starts at 11. But for those of you who would like to come at 10:30 to get a table for your group, to sign up for your auction number, and then start shopping, you are more than welcome to come through those doors at 10:30. You'll have a great time. I can guarantee you'll have a great time. You'll actually get to see the children sing a couple of the songs that they're introduced to, and even the music that we have in our clubs, our Good News clubs, are biblically sound. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, three in one. Or God wants to spend time with you. Or Jump is a fun one that they'll be singing on Saturday. It says, we're going to jump and praise the Father. We're going to clap and praise the Lord or Jesus. We're going to shout and praise the Holy Spirit or spin, excuse me, and then we're going to shout for what God has done. So even our music has lessons within the song, within the words of the song. And the children enjoy that time. They enjoy being able to get up and move. They enjoy memory verses. Each week we teach a memory verse.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we try, once we are teaching them, then we add some interaction with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that, again, they can get up and move around. And motions. You know, if you put just a basic motion to these verses or, well, and to the word up,
mm-hmm.
they memorize them so quickly.
Yes, they do.
It just amazes me on how quickly they can recall the verses that we started with in October.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, I'm paraphrasing it. They're like, oh, no, 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 it's like this. And I'm like, kudos, good
right,
for you.
Right, right,
you know,
right.
It's wonderful.
They're paying attention, yes.
Oh, they are.
And they love it.
Yes, they do.
They love it. Who doesn't want to know that God loves them?
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right.
God loves you.
And you know, remember the Palm Promises.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday night when we had our popcorn and movie, we shared that Palm Promise because the movie that we were watching was Homeward Bound.
Okay.
And anyways, Shadow was the oldest dog. And, of course, the pup, who was Chance, had mentioned about how Shadow, with his wisdom, and he was ancient.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because of his age that he had gained wisdom, and he had his eye on his boy. And because he had his eye on his boy, mm-hmm. that took him home. That gave him the courage to go home.
Right.
Well, we related that to where should our eyes be?
Mm-hmm.
Our eyes should always be on Jesus.
Right.
And that will help us to make it home.
Yes.
When Jesus comes to call on us.
Mm-mm-mm.
But the Palm Promise is in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. And
verse
it says,
5.
I will never leave. And we had the clubbers put their name mm-hmm. here. I will never leave Cheryl.
Right.
And just like this poem is always going to be with me,
mm-hmm.
we can trust that Jesus will always be with us.
Yes.
Once we ask him to forgive us of our sins.
Yes.
And so that is a palm promise that we can stand on.
Yes, it
and
is.
And that's the type of things that we share with the children.
Right.
In our events and in our weekly clubs. In Hebrews chapter 13, 6, it says, the Lord is my helper.
Right.
Well, who's the my? The Lord is Cheryl's helper.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
we have them point to themselves so that they know the Lord is Tristan's helper.
Right, right.
You know, and we just had the kids put their name in there.
Right.
And explain to them again, just like this poem is always with you, so is the Lord Jesus.
Right.
And he will help you. Does it mean that a problem's going to go away?
No.
No. But he will give you the strength and the courage
to get through it.
To get through it. And
yes.
that's, I think, that's one thing that we really try to teach the children is that trusting in Father God through the Son Jesus doesn't mean life is smooth.
No.
It doesn't mean that bad things aren't going to stop happening.
True.
But it means that he will see you through mm-hmm. if you keep your eyes on him.
So true.
And so, we had a good time pulling the gospel message from that movie, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, and sharing with the children.
Right, right.
You know, and then those principles are what we share in our clubs.
Right. Good. So, good stuff.
It is.
Good
it
stuff, is. People. Good stuff.
And the kids, they are good kids. I mean, you do have the kids that are...
anxious.
Oh.
Is that a good word for
live
them?
Wires. Live wires. And once in a while, we have to go to a parent. You know, our discipline is very simple. We warn the child, and then we warn them that we'll have to take it to their parents, and that usually straightens them up. And if it doesn't, then we do go to the parent
and ask
for assistance, because these children may have a disability that we need to be aware of.
True.
We ask the parents, how do you discipline? Mm-hmm. How can you help us? Or we may ask the parent or grandparent to come and sit in club with the children. That helps.
That's true.
You know? But the last thing we want to do is tell a child they cannot come back.
Right.
And when we do that, though, it's with a heavy heart. Mm-hmm. It was with much prayer. And we usually say they have to sit out for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then normally when they come back, God has gotten a hold of them.
Well, good.
And, you know, they are straightened up for rest this year. And that is a praise to God.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And we share, because we do have a group where we get together monthly for our business meeting, and we share about these problems that we may be having within our clubs. And so by sharing, someone else in another school has already dealt with that problem and can share their wisdom or their experience on how, or in our group, someone had, you know, we've got some retired teachers, mm-hmm. and they have training on how to deal with misbehavior, you know, behavioral problems and things. And so by being together once a month, we can share with each other how we've dealt with it, or how could we deal with it.
Yes.
And it encourages each other. It just brings us back up.
It sure does.
To go back in. And we are covered by prayer, too, because we are praying for each other's clubs.
Yes, so important.
It is.
So important.
And that's why you can be a prayer warrior without leaving your house. We can give you a schedule. You can pray every day for the schools that are on Monday, the schools that are on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. And if you'd like to be helping hands in a club, you know, we can get you set up. Everyone has a background check. Whether you've had a background check through any other organization, it is just CEF's policy, so that if we are ever challenged, we can say, well, this is what we do to protect the children, to protect the ministry, to protect the helpers. Everyone has a background check.
Yes.
Let me see what else. And so if you would like to help in a club, please call 740-262-0939, and I can get you the volunteer package sent to you, or I can drop it off and we can talk. And if you'd like to be a financial sponsor, Linda and I were just talking last hour about if you just give $20 a month.
Right.
$20, and if we have 20 people giving $20 a month, by the end of the year, that's $4,800. Mm-hmm. And that's huge for just that simple $20 a month.
Yes, it is.
If you can just give $10 and we set it up through your checking, that grows. Mm-hmm. You know, all these nickels and dimes, these
add
tens
up.
And twenties,
They add up. Yes.
And so we can get you set up with having that withdrawn each month. And we can also send you a prayer calendar at the beginning of each month. And we can also send you our quarterly newsletter from our director, Mike Todd. So that will give you food for thought and for praying across our 9 counties.
Yes.
Because not everyone is set up, not every county is set up like Marion County. Not every county has a county coordinator like myself.
Right, that's so true.
And so that's also another prayer, is to ask the Lord to raise these people up who can help strengthen our chapter. And by strengthening our chapter, we can get in front of more children to teach them the gospel of Jesus.
Because Cheryl is a go-getter. She's a fundraiser. You would want somebody like her on your team, and that is for sure.
Well, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I enjoy it, and it's probably because I was self-employed. And, you know, plus before I left my work, I was working for Rockwell International in their sales department, talking to people across the nation.
Okay.
So see, God was training me all along. Even when I was working in high school, I was in sales, mm-hmm. you know. And so you don't realize it at the time.
Right, right.
But all these little steps, God's training you. And so would I be foolish to say, oh, no.
Yeah, that would be foolish.
I don't want to help.
Right, right.
But he's already given us life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And for any of us,
right,
there is, we have a boatload of experience that we can put towards the ministry.
Yes, everyone's been prepared already.
Yes.
Like you said, they may not have been aware of it, but...
But you know what?
God knew.
You call me and I will help you find it.
And that's for sure. She means every word of that.
God is good.
Yes,
and Child Evangelism Fellowship, I know we're not the only children's ministry, but we're in the schools.
Right.
After hour. And that's not to take anything away from LifeWise.
Right.
Which is a release time release program that is coming across throughout our state. That is, we are not taking away from them in the least. And in fact, if anything, we are preparing children mm-hmm. to be a part of LifeWise.
Right.
You know, so because we're in the elementaries, LifeWise, I think, is in the high schools and the middle schools at this time. So we are preparing kids. And not every child in the middle schools, you know, you heard me talking about how we would like to get into the middle schools this coming year.
Right.
Not every child has a course that they can opt out
right.
to be part of LifeWise.
Right.
But those children may have the opportunity to come to an after-school program.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, but kids are so busy. Yeah, they are. But where's the priorities? Not
right.
every child is on a basketball team or a football team. Not every child is doing... cheerleading or volleyball or
True.
Whatever sport there is. Grant has 900 children.
Mm-hmm.
Not every one of those children are busy with an extracurricular program, but we would like to get them busy with ours.
Yes, yes.
So please pray about it. Please pray about it. Cover us with prayer.
Yes, yes. And you know, this is just a thought that kids know about everything that's going on in the land. All these new technologies and programs that come out all the time, and to know nothing about Christ,
mm-hmm.
that would be sad. So remiss of us to neglect children about knowing the truth.
Years ago, and not so many years, but we had a young girl mm-hmm. who had a blingy little Bible.
Okay.
And she's bringing it to school because of good news and stuff, and she's real proud of this.
Mm-hmm.
And one of her, one of the little girls in her class says, "What's that?" And she goes, "Oh, that's my Bible." She goes, "What's a Bible?" And this young girl did not know what a Bible was,
mm-hmm.
Did not know how to say it correctly,
right.
which I can relate to that because there's words I have trouble
pronouncing.
Right. But then the little girl says, "Well, it's God's word. It teaches us about Jesus." And she says, "Who's Jesus?" So, Linda, what you just said is right. There are many, many kids out there who do not know the word of
Don't
Jesus.
Know.
Do not know that God is the Father and creator of all things.
Right.
You know, that has really been, they have worked decades on wiping that out.
Over time. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
So, And often I've said many times on your program that Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Clubs, we've been in Marion County for 13 years.
Yes.
And people are still not hearing about us,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
not knowing that what we're doing.
Wow.
They don't know who we are. They've never heard of us. Why is that?
I don't know.
You know, is it because people who are listening here...
Are not sharing
that, hey, have you heard about...
Right, right. Because it's a good thing. It's not
mm-hmm.
a bad thing. I mean...
Yeah, yeah. Are our churches that we're reaching out to not sharing the word?
And that could be true.
You know?
That could be true.
Yes. So we just need to wear our sleeve. You know, CEF, yes. Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Clubs. I am not in a group of people very long before they know what I do.
Yes.
How I volunteer.
Right.
And if we're talking about everything else, we talk about programming on TV. Oh, I just found a good series on Roku or Tubi. Well, shouldn't we just be saying, hey, I just found out there's an after-school program that teaches Jesus the schools.
There you go.
Well, even if you're at a sports event.
Right.
You know, you could be bragging about your child who just went to the after-school program, the Good News Club.
Right.
And he's learning John 3:16.
Amen. Amen.
Or he's learning 2 Peter 3:16. And, you know, you'd be proud of that.
Amen. We are out of time, so let them know about the silent auction this Saturday.
At Cornerstone Alliance Church, doors open at 10:30. You'll be out the door by 2. It's a luncheon with volunteer. It's a donation, $10 donation for a full spaghetti dinner. Children will be coming and singing songs that you would see in the clubs. We'll have hundreds of things to auction on. Please remember, it is our auction that allows us to keep going in Marion County, and we are in all the schools, county and city and North Union. Thank you so very, very much.
And thank you, Cheryl Lee, for sharing with us these past 2 programs. Thank God for you. Hope to see you this Saturday at Cornerstone Alliance Church, 10:30, for the spaghetti luncheon and silent auction. Till next time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place for 100.